where West meets East. The Asian century has begun, but it has its shortcomings too. It hasn't always been easy to discern from a Western vantage point, but the rise of China and Asia has been the most important economic development of the past four decades. In 1979, many Chinese people had an average income of less than a dollar a day. Today, Shenzhen, China's tech capital, has a per capita GDP of almost $30,000. The city is home to tech giants such as Huawei, Tencent, and ZTE, and a maker movement of tech startups. And many other Chinese cities, including Hangzhou, Shanghai, and Beijing's Shengquanghan, home to TikTok creator ByteDance, made equally impressive progress. When I visited the country for the first time in April 1979, it was still reeling from two centuries of turmoil. But China's new leader, Deng Xiaoping, had already begun pursuing an experimental set of policies borrowed from Singapore called reform and opening up. In its early days, it consisted of creating special economic zones in cities such as Shenzhen and Fuzhou. Foreign direct investment was welcomed, and many features of a market economy were introduced. The economic development it spurred was then used as a flying wheel to create further growth and learning down the road. It turned out to be a runaway economic success. China's growth soared, and by the early 2000s, it entered the World Trade Organization. Around the same time, it started to gain a technological edge in various manufacturing industries, including electronic hardware, appliances, and textiles. And little by little, it began exporting its own growth model to other emerging economies in the region. As a result, just as growth in the West slowed, it skyrocketed in Asia. By its own calculation, China has lifted 740 million of its own citizens out of poverty. It averaged double-digit growth for over three decades, and it helped many other emerging markets achieve higher growth rates, too.